This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Take five. Gels, welcome back to your own dang living room. It's the Trimelty Podcast. And as I look up,
just
I see,
start off with a cuss word.
I can't cuss.
You said the D-A-N-G. Now, back when I was raising my children,
it's not a cuss word in the South.
They were not allowed to see the D-A-M-N, nor were they allowed to say the D-A-N-G because it was close.
I remember you and your children singing Dang the Chiggers of Tennessee.
Yeah, if it was in a song, you were allowed to, but you were not just allowed to say it.
Smoochie McTwain, Dang the Chiggers.
That was smooch.
Yeah, so anyway.
You can't say
thanks for opening our podcast with a cuss word. Kind of Christian cuss word, but on the verge.
You think dang is a cuss word?
I just explained it.
Dan. I know, but you believe it now.
No, I don't.
Last week you were in this suit. This week, your whole vibe from the neck up, I don't know why, it's like the black and white miming videos of your... Oh, he's burping now.
Oh my goodness.
That's why those movies were silent.
You're supposed to be in a...
Because the actors...
He's in a Dr. Peterson seat and you're burping. Okay, I'm just sorry, everybody, for this beginning. Should we start again?
No.
Do bubbles make you burp, though, Pearl?
All God's children burp.
Okay.
No, it's the LaCroix.
Nobody wants to hear it.
LaCroix, is that how you say it?
Can we start?
We're done.
Oh, yeah. We just start with... Okay, we're starting, and that was the worst intro on this whole earth, but we love you, Dan.
Yeah, but I have something really wise to say to... I shouldn't say that. What if it's not wise? But it is wise because it's not my words. I'm reading some scripture here today. I'm going to go heavy or go home. Like, I'm going to bring the
You're Bible
down.
Bashing today?
I'm Bible bashing today. I'm proud of it.
Does it have anything to do with our health journey?
Well, you'll just have to find out, won't you? I really don't want you to interrupt at first unless the Lord tells you to butt in and be a jerk.
Okay, so I shall wait on the Lord and ask
the Lord
if he
you.
Wants me to be a jerk and butt in. Got it.
God now, told me
no,
to interrupt
I do.
You.
I want you guys.
That's my new statement to my wife.
Well, that, you know what? That's as truthful as most God tells me to do this kind of statements.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
told me to tell you that you have to change your laundry detergent kind of statement.
Yeah. The next time she's like, you're not listening, I'll be like, God told me to interrupt you. Who are you to argue with God?
Hey, listen, though. I do want you guys to interrupt me. I want this to be a conversation. I really, really do. I'm just saying, don't mind me in my scriptures today.
All right, I'm not going to bother you about your scrippies because I love
you.
Scrippies. Usually I tell you when you've done enough, but today I'll let you do all you want. Let's go.
And I haven't brought one like that for a while.
That's true. It's time.
But you watch. I'm going to switch it around to be real practical. So I was sitting down having my Bible reading the other day with my matcha. With my matcha. It's my favorite. You know, crackers and cheese, Bible and matcha. That's how it goes for me. You know, it's like that they're a twin.
So it's Gouda.
No, I don't have the crackers and cheese. I'm like, you know how cheese goes with crackers?
Oh.
My Bible goes with my matcha drink. I can't do the two without each other. Somehow.
Okay, but I was at your house the other day and you had crackers and Gouda cheese, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, but that was separate. Okay. That wasn't even with my Bible. But anyway, as you can see, look at this word, potty with arrows, potty with arrows, potty with arrows.
Oh, my goodness.
All through my Bible, I have potty with arrows, potty with arrows.
Okay, show that to the camera.
Yeah.
She marked up her Bible for you
potty
guys
with
listening.
Arrows. Man, it's all through
for
my Bible.
For potty listeners, you are written into Serene's Bible.
Anyway,
that's
so
commitment.
I'm putting my Bible down now because I actually wrote it on my teleprompter to be serious. Okay, so I was reading, I think it was here in Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call? This is verse 1. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding. Boy, it must have been King James. Sorry, Pearl. Does not. My dad.
No, that would be doth not.
Or doth not. Okay. Yeah, but do you in English say doth? Oh, yes, you do. Okay. It's dad, you know, because he prays in the King James, he always be like, let not let not this happen.
Keep
like,
going, girl.
Let not Sally from church keep having
hey,
her call.
If you want a very powerful podcast, I would stick to the
okay.
topic.
Does not understanding raise her voice? And I was immediately captivated. That's the word. I was immediately captivated about wisdom having a voice. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really good. Verse 2, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Verse 3. Besides the gates, at the entrance of the portals, she takes her stand. And it got me thinking. It got me thinking that wisdom, it's likened unto a woman, has a crossroad. It has a gate. There's a portal. There's an entrance there. And she's oftentimes standing at other entrances too. Standing. When you're at a crossroads, she's standing there. And she has something to say.
Sounds like she has a voice.
She has a voice. And she is often standing there at the crossroads of our health journey. See, I'm going to make it practical. I'm already bringing it in. She'll be there. And we have to listen. We have to quiet the noise of our hangry, quiet the noise of oftentimes our donut addictions or other addictions. Sometimes it's not always about diet health. Quiet the noise of the cravings and listen. Does wisdom have something to say here? Because she's there at the crossroads, at the portals, at the entrances to the roads to that lead to health or to the roads that lead to death. And I know that sounds strong, roads to lead to death, but I'm going there today. And you'll hear as I go on. Verse 5. O simple ones, learn prudence. Fools, learn sense. Verse 6. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. So if we're about to choose foolishness, wisdom has something for us at that point, at that crossroads. It has something for us to hear, and it has something for us to learn. And wisdom will tell us the right way. And wisdom, what I want to say, wisdom, people think, oh, that person's not wise or, you know, whatever. But wisdom doesn't call to just a few. Wisdom calls to everybody. Wisdom doesn't, like, is not a respecter of person. She calls to everybody. It's just whether we will listen. But her voice will always be faithfully there. And that's what I want to get across today too. Verse 7, and this is wisdom talking still. For my mouth will utter truth. Verse 10 and 11, take my instruction instead of silver and my knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. Like no donut, no fried chicken wing, no Coke, no desire. And let's get out of the practical now of diet. No getting it back at somebody, you know, who's irked you, not getting back at them with bitter, biting words. No path taken at the crossroads to let your tongue loose for destruction will be as wonderful as wisdom. Oftentimes we're like, I just have a desire to like chop that person's head off with my words. Or that desire for, I'm just going to drive through Dunkin' Donuts. You know, no desire of foolishness, no desire is going to be as fulfilling as wisdom herself.
Mm.
No fling through the gate of selfishness and ignoring wisdom's call will feel as good as time spent in wisdom. Wisdom brings true pleasure. And I want to skip ahead. This is the same chapter 8 to verse 30 and 31, talking about how wisdom dwelt with God as he created the earth. And it talks about as he shaped the mountains, as he established the heavens, as he drew a circle on the face of the deep, establishing the fountains of the deep. When he assigned the sea its limits, it says, I, wisdom, was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always and rejoicing in the inhabited world. And you see, what I got from that is wisdom is a rejoicer. Wisdom is a jolly character. It's true joy. True bliss is the very nature of wisdom. And verse 31 continues, it says, wisdom delighting in the children of men. And I thought to myself, wisdom wants to delight in us. We just have to let it. We just have to listen and go with wisdom's happy flow. Because many people think wisdom is a stodgy character. Some old spinster lady in a library, like with her hair like smacked tight, slicked in the tight bun and all done with rigid pins all the way back, so not one loose little, you know, little bit of freedom can be in her life. And she's got the spectacles down her nose and all she wants to say is, no, fool. Like, everything you ever want in life, no, you fool, you want to choose the wrong thing. You know, people think that that's wisdom, but actually it's the wrong depiction of wisdom, because wisdom in the Bible is depicted as something that is a blessing, that carries delight to it. And it says, the person who knows wisdom more than anybody, because he created wisdom, says that he delighted in wisdom. And she was there delighting in him. And they had this delight relationship going on. And then I loved how it went back to the bottom of that section, says, and it delights in the children of men. And I'm like, wow, I love that. So wisdom doesn't want to suck the light out of us. But to the contrary, verse 32 goes on to say, blessed is the one who listens to me. And I'm going to open it up here soon, guys. Verse 34, because these scriptures are going fast.
No, 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 they're good, so okay. good. I'm sitting at your feet.
Who watches
it.
Daily at my gates.
You say slurping?
Yeah, I'm slurping.
Who waits beside my doors. And there it is again, like how we started. This whole depiction of wisdom having gates and doors and being around the gates and the doors and the portals. And it makes me think of that verse. There is a way that leads to life. I think it's Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. And it says, there is a way that leads to life. It's a narrow gate, one that no one, not one that everyone follows. You know that
yeah, yeah,
whole
I know
thing?
That one. Dan, remember your days learning?
Yeah. Enter the narrow gate, for wide is the way and
narrows. No, wide is the way to destruction.
Yes.
Narrow is the something, and those blessed are those who find it. Hey, yes. Dan, come on.
We're not pastors.
No, but it reminds me of that, right? Because there is this opening yeah. up to wisdom, and it's there at that crossroads, but it's not the one that everybody chooses. So if it's the one that everybody's going through, the one, you know, most people in the world, you know, they go through the there's a lot of cars in the line of a drive-thru.
Serene, am I allowed to interrupt yet? Because I want to bring something out that you said that's already blessed
yes.
my freaking socks off.
Yeah.
And that's what that picture of wisdom, you know, we think wisdom is the voice with the pinned back hair yeah. and the no fool. But wisdom is the joyful voice. And now, you know, a couple of parties ago, I even talked about sometimes I drive past Dunkin' Donuts and it just calls to me, you know, and I was just talking about that a couple of times a year. I'll do it just for vitamin pleasure. But now I have this picture that I won't get out of my head, because wisdom is a delightful, rejoiceful voice. And I'm going to listen to wisdom and see what she says.
Yes.
See what her good, happy, joyful words say
me. I also kind of want to imagine her like with her hair all flying. Maybe it's slightly red and wild, you know. And it's like it's kind of like flinging her arms up with butterflies all around her. And she's twirling around. This is in my head all of a sudden. In this field. And she's like whispering, come, come, come where it's fun. And let's go and like have an adventure. Like come away from Dunkin' Donuts.
And poor Duncan. Why are we picking on Duncan? But
no,
you know.
like she's not the.
They have good coffee.
She's not the one with the big old gnarled pointy finger.
Yeah.
Like, don't go to Dunkin' Donuts.
But just the fact that she's there and hanging around at crossroad. Mm-hmm. The Bible says she's hanging around at the crossroads when we make those choices is huge.
Yeah.
To be listened to. I had to say it. I had to butt in.
I love it.
Do you think wisdom is easy to find?
But she's there.
I think she is. And we'll talk a little bit about it later. But I think what we have to do is just quiet ourselves, quiet the hangry. Sometimes we've gotten really good at just like putting our fingers in our ears and ignoring her.
You know, you said wisdom's, you used to think she's like this.
He's rubbing his thigh. He means he's going
to. I'm about to.
Do something poignant.
You're going to bring poignancy when the thigh gets rubbed.
It's like he's warming it up.
Is that my move?
He's rubbing
have I not known this?
The genie to try and bring out the.
Get ready, ladies. Butter. I lost what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, listen. You said you thought wisdom. You used to believe wisdom was like a stinky librarian, right?
Mm-hmm. She smells of Bengay.
But
like
you know what?
Like
we
that arthritis rub.
We actually have the most awesome librarian who's such a great trim, healthy mama, and she's a librarian. It's rare to have a librarian.
I love books, and I love libraries, except they hate me because I never bring my books
back. And our librarian that is a listener to this party is yeah. actually, she's hot.
There should be a shirt to that. Like librarians are hot. I believe it. It's just that this
in the stereotypical
yeah, exactly.
sense. Okay, but what were you going to say,
Dan?
That
would be a cool shirt, hot librarian. Well, wisdom for me in my life has been a chubby, bald Asian man who plays hide and seek for me.
Why is he bald, Asian,
it's the yin
and chubby?
And the yang. He's seeing the wisdom like of like some Chinese saying probably that's going to
okay.
come to him or something. Maybe
you got it. I mean, nailed it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I have not found wisdom to come easy.
Well. Let's. We're gonna carry
it's been
on.
A long,
and then,
hard road.
But I wonder though. I wonder. I've recently come to this new little habit, and I'll get like irked in my spirit, and I'll be at a crossroads, and I'll be like, have this strong compulsion or strong fear or strong something. And I've recently done this thing where I'll take a deep breath, and I'm like, I actually didn't call it wisdom. Until I've started reading this, I might start changing it. But because, you know, God is a spirit of wisdom. But I'm just like, Father, I know you're here. what do you want me to do about that? I'm just going to slow down. I'm just going to take a deep breath. Talk to me. Like, talk to me now. I'm at the crossroads. Like, talk to me about what do you want me to think about this situation? And I think it's a slowdown where we can hear it. She's always there talking.
That's actually a good point, because I am always going 1,000 miles an hour and finding that I'm blowing it along the way. And when I do stop and just like sit for a second and try to think and pray or meditate, I do hear wisdom.
Yeah.
But it's so against my personality.
And it's a still small voice.
Yes, it
right?
is.
I mean, the scriptures say that. It wasn't, what was the story in the Bible? And, you know, and the prophet was looking for the big voice from God, and it wasn't in the wind, and it wasn't in the lightning, and it was in the still small voice, which when translated means that the gentle breeze, the quiet.
I think people that run hot have to hit the brick wall sometimes.
Right. Verse 35 of chapter 8, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Verse 36, but he who fails to find me injures himself. And this is where the strong part's coming in. And I'm going to go strong. All who hate me love death. Now, they may not realize it, but that's true. And I didn't write that. Okay. It's divinely inspired scripture. So let's just take it up with God and you know, ask him about it. But he wrote that. All who fail to find me injure themselves. And all who hate me love death. When we don't look and slow down and listen for wisdom, when we don't quiet our heart, when we don't quiet our hangry, when we don't quiet our own determination and shut it all up to make room for wisdom, when we don't look for her, we do love death. And I want to go back a few verses because we skipped ahead, and it's verse 14. I have counsel, wisdom says. I have insight. I have strength. Verse 17, I love those who love me.
So good.
This is a passionate voice talking. This is a voice full of gentle love. I love you. Like, I love those who love me. Those who seek me diligently find me. So you can find wisdom. There's no one who is handicapped and can't find wisdom. This is the ticket here that you were asking about, Dan. Those who seek me find me. We just have to seek. And the first part of seeking, I think, is just slowing down and listening. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield more than choice silver. Verse 21, for I have an inheritance for those who love me. Now onto chapter 9, verse 11, and this is still wisdom talking, and it's describing this inheritance. For by me your days will be multiplied. And I'm going to go into this health journey in the practical pearl. By me your days will be multiplied and your years will be added to your life.
Can we put this in our Trim Healthy Wisdom book?
I've got a scripture for the Trim Healthy Wisdom book. Years added to your life. And this is true. Pearl, you a couple of potties ago mentioned about our granddad. Was it here you mentioned about our granddad Bowen? The oldest of all 9 boys. And all of his younger brothers died before him because he was the only one who had a wife who fed him wisely.
Mm-hmm.
People are literally destroying themselves through ignoring the voice of wisdom in many areas of their life, many areas. But because this is a health podcast where we often focus on the practicality of diet, we're going to talk about when it comes to diet here and lifestyle right now. Heart disease, number one killer the number one cause of death for both men and women in the United States. High blood sugar is a major contributor to heart disease, right? It damages the blood vessels and the nerves that control the heart. But it also narrows and hardens the arteries, the blood vessels, which is arteriosclerosis. I've never been able to pronounce that word.
I don't know
arteriosclerosis?
Yes.
Great.
Who has been able to pronounce that?
And diabetics. And this comes from, you know, arteriosclerosis is from high blood sugar. And this is a heart condition. Diabetics also have other issues related to that disease that risk heart disease, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol and obesity, that all runs amok with you know, strokes and heart disease. But it's a problem because of diabetes too. Diabetes itself can kill. It's actually the 7th biggest killer in all of, you know, the United States. It's the 7th, however.
And that if it's listed just by itself.
Right. But it causes heart disease, and heart disease is number one. So it really, you know, yeah, exactly. If the heart disease doesn't get you first and then it's diabetes, right, exactly. Now, more than 37 million U.S. adults have diabetes. 1 in 5 don't even know they have it, so they're not part of that number. But the most common cause of death in diabetics is heart disease, which, of course, is number one killer. So high blood sugar and diabetes. And the reason why I'm harping about diabetes is because it's like we can definitely link that to definitely to our diet and lifestyle. And I'm talking type 2, you know, type 1
type one's is different.
But guess what? According to the numbers from the Centers of Disease Control, of the 30 million Americans that are diagnosed with diabetes, this is different numbers here, but, you know, different studies, 90 to 95% are the type 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is calling in the gates. The gates of the grocery aisle, the gates of your home, the gates and the mouths of your children as well. Those are gates. Because children now... It used to be adult onset diabetes. That's what they used to call it because it was just a disease of adulthood. But now, and I wrote down some of the numbers. I don't know why I can't see it. But now children as young as 10 are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Now, this is sad. This is absolutely sad. And I think of that scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 19. You can choose life or death. You can choose. The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So choose life so that you and your children will live. Wisdom is crying out. And that's what I want to say here today. Wisdom is crying out. It is not just not calling out to some. It's calling out to all of us. Will we listen? Or will we go the way of fools? And I know that sounds so harsh, right? You love death and, you know, are you going to go the way of be a fool? But I actually want to bring it today.
I want to receive it.
I want to bring it. This is a strong word, but so are death statistics.
Mm.
So is the life of disease. It's strong. It's fierce. It ravishes. Wisdom's voice is the one that wants to lighten the load. It's that lady with the butterflies all around her skipping the field saying, come to the way of life. Come over to the green pasture. Get out of that graveyard over there. That's your future. And now for you, Pearl, you said I want to talk about, like, think about this whole wisdom idea for the Trim Healthy Wisdom book. I have a verse for you.
It's coming out next year, and we called it Trim Healthy Wisdom, but I never thought of all these things relating to it. We were just bringing the wisdom we've learned.
Right. Now for those of us in our mature years, as women, maybe we're peri or postmenopausal, these are our mature years. Job 12:12. Wisdom belongs to the aged. It belongs to us.
Mm.
And understanding belongs to the old. In our mature years, we are meant to be tied at the hip to wisdom. Us and wisdom should go together like crackers and cheese. We can't afford to live mature years in folly, so we have to up our game. We have to listen, we have to slow down, we have to seek and walk in wisdom as a full-time job.
Mm.
Because, like, we might even have to get nerdy, geektified about protein.
Just might,
Sarine. We just might have to.
We just might have to do some resistance training.
Right. We've got to get some wisdom under our belts and learn maybe the special attention tips and tricks that our bodies need in our mature years to thrive. We've got to strengthen ourselves because we are the pillars, right? We've got to be able to stand tall, walk tall, like step. I'm not talking height. I'm talking strong. You know, not that weak and wizened old posture of somebody who's just let their mature years them down. You know, like I'm just going to go the way of the decay. No, we got to get geektified because guess what? I love it. What says that wisdom belongs to the mature. It belongs to us. We got to go out and get us some wisdom.
I'm just so excited about coming out with this book now because it feels like, I don't know, we didn't put scriptures to it. But now it feels like this is the time.
Because you wrote that. You were the one that came up with the title, Trim Healthy Wisdom, talking about, okay, these are our perimenopausal years, our postmenopausal years.
We have to get
all
wise.
All of our years. Yes, we've got to get wise.
But now it's what we claim.
It's our inheritance.
Yes.
Is this a cookbook?
No. No, it's just it's this book Serena and I've been working on for close to 3 years now. Everything we've learned as we've walked into these hormonal years where hormones decline, where... You know, things happen to us women that are challenging, to say the least.
Yeah.
And it's all what we thought was our wisdom,
okay.
to do it strong, to do it well. But now I'm thinking, you know, as she's bringing this, I feel so much more of a charge that this timing is right.
Here's another one. Ecclesiastes 7:12. For wisdom is a defense.
Yes, it is.
But the excellence of knowledge is the wisdom is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. And I love the beginning of that. For wisdom is a defense. Our children need defending. And that's why I'm like, freak out. You know, like there is a gate there to our home. What are we bringing past? And then what are we letting through the gates of our children's mouths too? So that's that part of the generation. But now, in our mature years, we need defending too.
Yeah, we do.
It's a state that a lot of people call a weakened state. You know, it's like the people think the elderly, the weak, right? But wisdom is our defense in that time. And we need defending. We also need contending. I love it. They're two rhyming words that go together. If we're going to be full of wisdom, we're going to start contending. We're not just going to let things happen to us as we age. We're going to contend for help. We're going to contend for strength.
May I butt in? And yes. I was thinking about, you know, some of us and maybe some listeners right now might be thinking, but I'm just tired of having to think about it all so much. Why must we think about diet or movement? You know, it's almost an extreme. We shouldn't have to think about all that. But we've only got two choices. You start thinking about it and you start acquiring wisdom, or you go down that road that is leading to decay. I mean, there's only two choices. I think looking at it as delight rather than, man, I have to think about it, is the big game changer.
Yes. It's not like, oh, I have to go be friends with that old librarian with her pulled back hair and I have to like start to do rules in my life, like get to bed early and rah, rah, rah.
No, man, no. I can dance with the woman in the field.
You have to think about parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to give it thought.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, anything worth anything in this world. You know, it's almost like we spend our whole life rebelling against the reality of physics, that you got to work to keep muscle and you have to study to be a good parent.
And you have to like trim your own selfishness off when you're married.
Yeah. You know, I always thought that...
You have to think about it. What are you going to say to your spouse?
Yeah, how should I word that so I don't offend?
Yeah.
Well, I had this convenient view of God that like anything that happened, like I was just this like puppet. You know what I mean? And like anything that ever happened in my life, good or bad, God allowed or God did not allow, it was just bad thinking.
No, according to just the scripture, she said wisdom shapes our life.
Yeah.
And and wisdom's there at the gate ready for us to take.
I've got a few more scriptures and I'm done. And then you can just look at that. 29 minutes in. I thought this was going to be like a heavy, long thing, but it's just...
It's not heavy. It's so good. And...
Yeah. Yeah. Proverbs 4:6-7. Do not forsake wisdom because she will protect you. I love it because we're seeing her in a whole different light now.
It's
right?
Very matriarchal religion.
Well, it's a spirit of the Lord. But, you know, that's what I love about the Bible is it's so poetic and it's so descriptive. Mm-hmm. And I love the way it uses
I love that the wisdom is, you know, a feminine figure. Yeah. I'm not trying to be like hating men because I love men.
Well, that's
but
sort
I
of,
love that wisdom is this part of this female nature.
Yeah, I've just heard so much lately about the old book being this patriarchal thing, and I mean you're going for 30 minutes now on this very feminine.
Well, and that's what I love about God, because He loves balance, because He's using this feminine allegory, but it's coming from the mouth of the most incredible, you know,
Father.
Yeah. And so it's a balance. It's such a beautiful balance. It comes from the heart of the Father, wisdom does.
Is
so it's birthed
Proverbs?
From Him. It's birthed from Him, yes. Proverbs 4:6-7. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme.
Love
Therefore,
her.
Therefore, get wisdom supreme. Supreme. Like, I'm not talking of this little podcast about, you know, this is like maybe something you should start thinking about. It might help a little bit. No, wisdom is supreme. Proverbs 1-7, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. So really, I'm going heavy now. If you don't want to disregard.
The librarian saying, no fool coming back. There's a little bit here.
I'm just saying, if you want to just disregard it and say, no, I want to just have my Dunkin' Donuts and I'm not going to take all the crap out of my house. And I'm going to, you know, when I want to eat the full bag of chips, I'm going to eat the full bags of chips. And when I go watch the movie, I'm having the big 36-ounce fountain drink. Thank you very much. Full.
She said it.
I'm just saying it. I'm just because I care.
Trim Healthy Mama. Product news and notes.
brownies are an all-American love language, Pearl. I know we love them down under, but nobody loves brownies like the USA
people.
Well,
we didn't. Brownies weren't a huge thing down in New Zealand, Australia, where we grew up, but I think our love...
We loved Lamingtons, remember?
Yes, that was our kind of a brownie in Australia. It's called a Lamington. It's got coconut around it, but it is like brownie.
It's not as ooey and gooey.
It is not. You Americans, even though we kind of consider ourselves Americans now, you really perfected the ooey gooeyness.
They know how to do chocolate ooey gooey.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they do. But, you know, our brownies... What I love
ultra healthy ones?
Yes. What I love about them is you get that ooey gooey. You get all that you love about a brownie, but you don't get an offended waistline.
No, and you get stable blood sugar.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so this is why we did it, right? Because so many of you guys, you've asked us for, please, Serena Pearl, give us quick things.
There's no real life without a brownie.
Yeah, and you just want, you're like, hey, I just want to open my packet. I just want to put liquids and an egg with it, please.
Right, right, right.
So we did this.
Because the best brownies are the ones that come out hot from your oven, because they're the real true ooey gooey ones.
I have to say, though, because, you know, a lot of these brownies have been made in my house recently. I love them chilled in the fridge for 2 to 3 days.
Oh, really?
I actually think they get better that way.
But for the ones that love the ooey gooey, you know, you don't want to do the long where you have to measure everything.
No.
And that's why we made this mix, so that having that beautiful smell coming out of your oven and having the ooey gooey homemade brownies, you can do in a flash.
Yeah. And so let's hit the highlights. Of course, as we said, they're blood sugar and waistline friendly.
Easy to rip up. That's another highlight.
And so here we've got 2 net carbs, right? And so they're an S. So you don't have a whole bunch of like on the verge of a crossover thing. They're officially S.
Oh, yes.
And especially when you're putting butter with something,
You
kind of want to stay in that good S zone so that your body is safe.
Do you know, Pearl,
that
they're not only delicious, but they're actually healing to your gut. They're high in probiotic and prebiotic fibers. They contain 5 grams of protein also for a metabolic boost. Mm-hmm. These things are like a treat to your health.
Yeah, and
not
you
just a treat to your taste.
The mix is actually dairy-free. Of course it's gluten-free, but it's dairy-free. And I actually like making these, like you can use butter for a traditional brownie. You can use the same amount of coconut oil. Add a pinch of salt though.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer them that way. Autumn has been making them with the coconut oil, my daughter. And now I've got, I'm kind of partial to that.
Mm. Oh, I love it. And then you can make up a yummy, handy, easy chocolate syrup. Which, if you have the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, it's page 479.
Yeah, and actually on our website, we're coming up with a whole bunch of new recipes to do with the brownies too. So you can really get creative.
I actually saw somebody who did like a brownie cheesecake. They did the brownie as like the base, and they did a cheesecake topping. Oh, delicious.
And it just makes that, you know, two-step process so much easier. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
I love what you're bringing lately. Lately, you're very unafraid. And we live in such a world where you're not allowed to trigger. And Serene's just unafraid to do it.
Trigger me Elmo over here.
Yeah, trigger me. But who's doing this?
Proverbs 15:24. The path of life leads upwards for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. Proverbs 17:24. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view. And I love that. Keeps it in view. So every time I'm at a crossroads, I'm looking for the view of wisdom. I'm like, where's wisdom? Where's wisdom? Where's the horizon that wisdom's at? Because that's the road. That's the path I'm taking. I've got one more. Proverbs 24:14. Know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul. You like sweet, guys? You got a sugar addiction? You got some craving for some sweet? The sweetest thing is wisdom. Know that wisdom is sweet. Sweet to your soul if you find it. There is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. This was not a heavy to bring like discipline in your life just because I wanted to bring that, or why is it written in the Bible? Just because, you know, he wanted to have rules. No, because he wants a hope for your life. He doesn't want it to be cut off. And I'm bringing it here today because I don't want your hope to be cut off. And you guys can rant, but that's my teleprompter stuff.
I don't really have anything more to say, Serene. The words were so profound. I don't know, you know, as a pastor's kid, I was raised in Proverbs, but why have I never seen those scriptures in that light and applied them to my life? Like, my spirit right now is just sucking that in. And I just want to come up to your altar call and say, I want to hear wisdom's voice for my life. Like bring it, wisdom.
We can sit in silence for 15 minutes if you want.
Bow your head just and raise your hand. Don't look.
No one. And no, every head
and
bowed.
And as the pastor's kids,
closed.
We were always the ones looking.
Oh, you bet I looked.
And memorizing the names of the ones that didn't lift their hands.
Did you? Did you now?
Yeah.
I've sat through those church services.
Do you want to hear some really great pastor's kids story in closing? Because we're only 33 minutes. We have one nice little story to leave you with.
Yeah, hit us with it.
As pastor's kids, our brother Rocklin used to get really a good amount of protectiveness over his father and the church. So he would open his eyes when they should be bowed, when the offering plate would be passed around.
Yeah.
You know, the offering, you know, the church, the tithe.
He'd watch.
He would watch who didn't tithe. He would stand with his friends across the threshold.
Okay, he did.
Say the story.
Oh, he was about 7.
Yeah.
And he decided one day that certain people didn't put the tithes into the
He was
the
like Santa
thing.
Claus. He was making
he
a list.
He stood at the door with his arms on either side and wouldn't
You'd
let
have to know him today. Dan knows him, but you listening, you'd have to know him. He's
wouldn't let people pass.
He'd call them out publicly.
No, he just didn't let them pass through the door.
Like he would know it was you and you would just
you
say.
You didn't put something in the offering.
Would he come up and whisper
He got in so much trouble by Dad.
Oh, yeah.
He was standing with his hands on either side of the doorway and not letting people out of the church.
Just so you know, I know there's a lot of gentle parents out there that don't believe in discipline. But Sunday was our day of discipline.
Oh. This is the new Serene.
I believe in discipline. But as you know, children, Sunday was the day we knew we were getting our spanks because we'd always do something
at
church, you know?
Oh, you like to
cut
up the church.
Okay, so you had a lot of people at your altar call.
Yeah.
Then you went and destroyed it by you gentle parents that don't believe in discipline. They believe... Okay.
No, I word it nice?
No,
I didn't.
You worded
stop
it terribly.
And slow down and listen for wisdom's voice to rearrange my sentence. Okay, let me slow down and take a breath.
Word it differently, wisdom.
Okay, so I feel like now I have wisdom in view. I'm going to say, there are many parents who choose to gentle parent that may be offended at the fact that I talk about the fact that we had to get spanked by our father every Sunday afternoon. I want you to still respect my father, you beautiful gentle parents, with your wonderful hearts towards your children. I don't want to offend you with that story, but I do want you to know that our father was upset. It wasn't him that was forcing the
but
the
our
tithing.
Spanks were not bad.
Did wisdom rephrase that so much better?
You did so much better. I don't know how the gentle parenting folk are feeling about you right now.
The worst form
I'm a
of
half and half anyway.
Punishment is today is to take a child's
Hey, Ben,
phone.
We're on the potty. This is good old Ben. You know Ben Johansson?
Yeah, he works for us. Why did you have to pick
But
up?
Ben, what do you have to say to the peeps on the potty? The phone is to the mic.
Oh, and you...
He's embarrassed.
No, what do you have to say of wisdom? Today's potty was about wisdom.
We have
listeners listening
to a real podcast.
Shut up, Dan. She just allowed wisdom. Did wisdom allow you to say
Ben's talking,
shut up.
Bro.
I'll let it go. You guys are in a flow.
No, we're not in a flow.
We're in a flow, Ben.
We're right out of a flow. We want
and now
you
we're
to
not.
Say we want you to say that, Ben. Give us one wisdom saying before. Like something of wisdom as we go.
At least hold the mic to the mic.
If I was to give one nugget, and it's kind of my life's mantra, MO, is hearing and doing. So I do nothing unless I see it being formed in front of me. I press no door down, push no door down. It's I wait to see what's being presented, and I put my hand to that with all my strength and wait for the next thing to be presented to me.
I love that. Wait. And today, many things were presented to you, wonderful listeners. and Ben is just like, it's confirmation.
That's our cousin Ben, by the way.
To hear and do.
Yeah. See you, Ben.
See you, Ben.
Bye, 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 bye.
Don't you fall asleep on our cousin Ben.
Oh, sorry.
Where were we? Back. We have the gentle parenting's back.
Oh, I was a gentle parent.
Oh, Leslie says we have to.
Do you?
Yeah, Serene's the most gentle
I
parent.
I was
of them
a gentle
all.
Parent.
Bang. Was.
Oh, I still am.
Les is done.
Hey, Arden, you're my son. Come and talk.
Done. Oh, let's not.
Oh,
yes?
Let's belabor
okay,
this as
here.
Much as we
come
can.
Here.
Was I rough and
bye
mean
everybody.
As a mother? Come sit down in the middle
everybody.
Between your
skip,
auntie and your
skip
mother.
Skip video. Swipe.
Between two matriarchs. You could
Swipe.
Still spank your bum if we so choose.
Watch out because she might not be so gentle.
Cue up the next video.
Depending upon what you say. Take that. Talk about how she wasn't gentle with you and she's gentle on her new ones.
I was gentle with him. I do joke around with mom that she grandparents her youngest kids now.
She's grandma mode.
I wouldn't say she was very, very strict. She was, but like you weren't like, I was more like dad was the disciplinarian and you were firm, but like you weren't like, I wouldn't.
You had me wrapped around your little finger.
I did. I knew how to handle mom.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Hey, you know, I think some parents need to, you know, for me, I had to feel handled by my kids so that I could grow as a parent. Like I was Mr. Staunch disciplinarian.
But I would not say that she was at all like, she was not like into gentle parenting. She is now.
She is now.
She definitely.
No, actually, she my is? Spirit was not into gentle parenting. I've always believed in a good spank. But I didn't know how to bring that to pass. In fact, the reason why...
This is getting worse.
No, but listen.
It was so good.
I used to be a gentle parent, not even out of
wanting
to be.
What do you mean by gentle parent? Why wouldn't you be a
gentle parent? I didn't
know
how to, like, firm it up. Like, you know, like...
That's what gentle parenting is. They know that their kid needs to be disciplined, but they can't actually...
No, that's not... You're as bad as your mom. Gentle parenting is an approach. It's
yeah, what
different.
Is this?
It's where you don't need to do anything physical, but you learn to understand your child and reason with them and talk through it.
I think this podcast
that sounds positive.
I used to reason and talk with Arden, and then my grandfather came over from New Zealand. His name was Granddad Bowen, Ivan Bowen. And he basically thought that Arden was like a little demon from hell and told me
spank
that
the child.
Whatever your modern world trying to do, it's not working and you got to follow the good old aged wisdom of giving him a good spank.
This podcast has definitely taken another topic in another
it's
life.
Annihilated.
But
it's
I am, annihilated. I will say, I'm very thankful for all the spanks I've gotten and I wish I had more.
Do you?
I'd be a much better person if I had more spanks when I was younger.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
Hey, look at him. He got better.
Yeah, I'm going to HR right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm his boss. I just spanked my employee.
I hope they faded. Did they fade already?
I don't know, but this is no redeeming.
Right after she talked to Ben.
Yeah.
No, right before.
Like, yeah. Sayonara. Trim off in mama my way. And then I'll be